In the quiet town of Arden Hills, three sisters stand on their porch, hands freshly scrubbed clean, as police arrive to investigate their parents' deaths. Emma, the oldest, has already instructed her sisters on what to say. This moment marks the beginning of a conspiracy of silence that will define their lives for 14 years. What really happened that night? The truth is splintered between them, each sister holding a fragment, none possessing the complete picture. Their childhood home wasn't just a house, but a prison of psychological warfare, where their mother, Irene, maintained rigid control, while their father, Randolph, hid criminal activities behind a veneer of respectability. For the Palmer sisters, their parents' deaths represented both tragedy and liberation, a duality that would haunt them into adulthood. 14 years after fleeing Arden Hills, Emma's life unravels completely. Pregnant after two miscarriages, she learns her husband Nathan has lost his job the same day. With savings drained by fertility treatments and facing eviction, Emma must return to the Victorian mansion where her parents were murdered, now defaced with accusations, killer, murder house, hail Satan. The house seems to reject her, creaking strangely, electricity failing randomly. When flaming dog feces crashes through their window that first night, the responding officers, Chief Ellis and Officer Hadley, are the same men who investigated her parents' deaths. Hadley immediately tells Nathan that Emma lied about her whereabouts during the murders. She wasn't with her sisters in the treehouse. She was with Gabriel Mahoney, the 19-year-old son of the town's wealthiest family. As Emma scrubs graffiti from the walls, her pregnant belly brushing against them, she realizes these cruel words aren't just on these walls. They've been carved into her psyche, transforming her from beloved daughter to suspected murderer. Emma's return prompts reunions with her estranged sisters. Middle sister, Juliet, now JJ, arrives first from Portland, sporting tattoos and dark, wavy hair. Their encounter is tense, as Emma confronts JJ about abandoning her, while JJ claims she was too damaged to help anyone. Youngest sister Daphne has secretly watched over Emma for years. Now a hospice caregiver, she's physically transformed with oak brown hair, unrecognizable as Daphne Palmer. She lives part-time in Arden Hills under her married name, walking dogs for locals and maintaining a nearby cottage. Daphne's surveillance crosses boundaries. She's installed tracking software on Emma's phone and even entered the house while Emma slept, leaving toast and kissing her brow. "I've always taken care of you," Daphne thinks, "even when you didn't know it." Though once fiercely protective of each other, the sisters now regard one another warily. Each wonders what the others might reveal about that night and what secrets remain hidden beneath their carefully constructed adult personas. Investigating her parents' deaths from her childhood home, Emma uncovers a criminal network built around her father's transportation company. Through Gabriel, his grandmother Lorelei, the family's former housekeeper, and bar owner Logan Ellis, Emma learns her father used his truck fleet as cover for interstate cargo theft. Her mother, Catherine's, polished image concealed her own secrets. The missing flash drive contained evidence of both Randolph's crimes and Catherine's hidden painkiller addiction, masked behind social respectability. Kenneth Mahoney's disappearance, Gabriel's father and a former employee, adds another layer. Mahoney had threatened to expose Randolph after discovering evidence of a robbery that left a security guard dead. He vanished days later, his car abandoned at the marina, his body never found. These revelations force Emma to re-examine her childhood. Her parents emerge as deeply flawed individuals living elaborate lies. Her father, a calculating criminal, her mother, an addict who planned to expose him. Most disturbing are Emma's fragmented memories surfacing in nightmares, Daphne with her sleeves soaked in blood, and her sister's urgent whisper, "No one can know what really happened." Tragedy strikes again when Emma discovers Nathan's body in the carriage house, a single gunshot through the chest mirroring her father's murder 14 years earlier. His eyes remain open in surprise, blood barely dried on the floorboards. Detective Hadley arrives with forensics, his interrogation relentless. the investigation reveals a bombshell. The gun that killed Nathan is identical to the weapon used in the Palmer murders, a distinctive white-gripped Smith & Wesson revolver once owned by Logan Ellis. Police theorize Emma killed both her parents and now her husband after discovering his affair with Daphne. Hours before Emma's scheduled surrender, Logan reveals that Detective Hadley had confiscated his revolver months before the Palmer murders, meaning the detective possessed the murder weapon when Emma's parents died. This triggers a dangerous confrontation on River Road, ending with Emma and JJ's car plunging into frigid waters. As they fight the current, shock triggers buried memories. JJ experiences a vivid flashback. Their mother, eyes wild with desperation, pressing the white-gripped revolver against her chest and pulling the trigger, explaining JJ's long-suppressed trauma. Officials conclude Hadley killed Randolph Palmer during an argument over the flash drive, accidentally shot Irene during a struggle, then fled. Years later, when Nathan found the drive and contacted Ellis, Hadley returned to eliminate the threat. Police find both the murder weapon and flash drive in Hadley's garage. Emma knows this explanation is too neat. From JJ, she learns their mother killed herself. JJ witnessed it. Emma suggests their mother shot their father after discovering his crimes. When JJ wants to tell police, Daphne objects. Emma confronts Daphne, noting Hadley couldn't have killed Nathan. He didn't know where the flash drive was during the river attack. Cornered, Daphne admits killing Nathan during a struggle in the carriage house when she caught her searching for the drive. She framed Hadley, justifying that Nathan planned to take custody of Emma's baby and her money. The final revelation: Daphne killed her father at 12. After overhearing an incriminating call, she shot him with her mother's gun, expecting gratitude but receiving horror. She later heard a second shot, her mother's suicide. Emma has always protected her sisters. Now she must choose between hiding Daphne's crimes or revealing the truth. Talking with Gabriel by the river, she questions whether disrupting the current narrative, which gives everyone closure, is worthwhile. 6 months later, baby Wren has become their center. The renovated house feels alive again, with Gabriel visiting often and growing closer to Emma. Daphne reveals a gentler side through her devotion to her niece. Emma watches Daphne with Wren, grateful for her help while harboring knowledge of her secrets. Though aware Daphne still keeps things hidden, Emma accepts this as universal. Despite once trying to escape it, Emma now embraces the house as their true home, content with her sisters and their mutual belonging. The Palmer sisters choose each other over abstract justice, building their family around baby Wren. Their foundation of secrets doesn't diminish their genuine bond. Their shared trauma creates an unbreakable connection, even as it threatens them. "We belong to each other," Emma reflects, suggesting that sometimes survival means choosing family over truth, a choice that remains deeply human despite its moral ambiguity.